Couple more questions, and others will have similar questions, I'm sure. You haven't mentioned havens and shelters, and there are certain havens that, to most of us, look like blatant devices for evasion. Cayman Islands, with one building having 12,000 firms domiciled there. Can you comment on what the IRS is doing in that regard and what you need to have done legislatively to go after some of these cases of blatant evasion?
Yes, sir. That you are addressing what is a very important issue and is a real compliance challenge for the IRS. And I would suggest to you that our estimates don't include either illegal activity here in the country or I don't think that they have a particularly good we don't have as good an idea as we ought to have about what's going on in some of these countries that you're talking about, because the whole idea is that they're trying to obscure information from us. Now, what we have done is we have significantly stepped up what we're doing in the corporate arena and in the high-income individual arena. And when we do see indications that there may be some abuse, we will follow that as best we can, including criminal. There are criminal matters that we have brought. This is a bigger issue in the international community. The OECD established a group of tax administrators some 4 years ago, about three dozen countries, and it's sort of unusual to have an American-run OECD group, but I actually chair that group of tax administrators now. We met in Seoul in September, and the statement that we issued talks about tax avoidance as a growing international problem. We are looking at it across borders. We commissioned a study of the role of intermediaries, because a lot of this is put together by investment banks, accounting firms, and law firms. And the other thing we've done here, the IRS led an effort. We formed a joint international tax shelter information center here in Washington, where we have counterparts from the UK, Canada, and Australia, and we meet. They work side by side and share information, all within treaty obligations or standards, to try and get some of this. But what you've just raised, the tax havens, is amongst the most challenging areas for us to get after.